Because number one, if I cut employees, that means services go. End of discussion. You know, when I've heard from these guys in Madison, it always cracks me up. Oh, you cities, you have so much fat. And I always tell them, really? Let's take your budget and my budget, sit down over in front of the press, and let's go through and find out who's got more fat. So the fact is, if we're going to cut employees, you're cutting services. What terrifies me is the new norm is the state is talking about consistently cutting back the amount of money that cities get. Well, the problem I have with that is, number one, our taxpayers have sent that money to Madison, and it's not coming back to them like it should. The second thing is that means that cities will continue to cut services for who knows how many years. I think people are going to be a little bit shocked. But, you know, you can't keep telling us from the state level that we need to keep cutting when you guys keep wasting. So we're going to have that conversation, and we're going to have it out in the public, because I think the public needs to know, and I think they need to decide who they're going to vote for in November, depending on, you know, whether they're helping out cities or not.